SDG 1. No Poverty. Vocabulary. 1. Housing. A place to live, such as an apartment or a house. 2. Medicine. A pill or liquid used to make you feel better when you are ill. 3. Especially. More than others, or particularly the case. 4. Poor. To have very little money. 5. Survive. To live through a very difficult and dangerous situation. 6. Quicken. To make something go faster. 7. International. Applying to more than one country. Reading. SDG 1. No Poverty. The first Sustainable Development Goal, SDG, is no poverty. Poverty means not having enough money to pay for the basic things in life, such as food, housing, clothing, and medicine. The UN describes extreme poverty as living on less than $1.25 per day. From 1990 to 2015, the number of people living in extreme poverty went from 36% to 10%. However, today more than 10% of the world's population lives in extreme poverty, and COVID-19 could cause an 8% addition in extreme poverty. There is more poverty in the countryside than in cities. Sub-Saharan Africa is especially poor, and that is where the most people live who survive on $1.90 per day. 1 out of 5 children in the world lives in extreme poverty. Finally, 8% of workers also live in extreme poverty. By 2030, the UN has several targets to work on to achieve the first SDG. These targets include ending extreme poverty and cutting by 50% all dimensions of poverty as they are understood by different nations. Also, the UN wants all men and women to have the same rights to economic resources and services, including land ownership, natural resources, and technological and financial services. In addition, it plans on improving poor people's ability to survive economic shocks. Furthermore, the UN wants to increase national and international investment to quicken the end of poverty. The UN plans on helping to get resources and start programs to meet that goal. Listening.
Hi, Nina. Can I ask you about SDG 1, No Poverty? I know that poverty means being poor, but what is the main purpose of this goal?
By 2030, the UN hopes that no one in the world will have to live in extreme poverty, which means living on $1.25 per day.
Wow, that's not much money.
It certainly isn't, but now more than 10% of the world lives in extreme poverty. That number went down by 26% between 1990 and 2015. However, COVID-19 may increase extreme poverty by 8%, so more work needs to be done.
Such as?
Well, the UN wants governments to raise money and start programs to help. It hopes not only to end extreme poverty, but to cut by 50% all dimensions of poverty in all the ways that poverty is understood by different nations.
I'm sorry?
Dimensions is just another way of saying types. Different countries think about poverty in many ways, and there are more kinds of poverty than extreme poverty.
So, how else will the UN meet its 2030 goal?
Among other things, it aims to make sure that economic resources such as land ownership and technological services can be gotten equally by all men and women. Also, it plans to prepare poor people to survive when economic shocks such as COVID-19 occur.
Nina, thanks so much for helping me to understand the first SDG.
You're quite welcome, Sakura. Listening.
Hi, Nina. Can I ask you about SDG 1, No Poverty?
I know that poverty means being poor, but what is the main purpose of this goal?
By 2030, the UN hopes that no one in the world will have to live in extreme poverty, which means living on $1.25 per day.
Wow, that's not much money.
It certainly isn't, but now more than 10% of the world lives in extreme poverty. That number went down by 26% between 1990 and 2015. However, COVID-19 may increase extreme poverty by 8%, so more work needs to be done.
Such as?
Well, the UN wants governments to raise money and start programs to help. It hopes not only to end extreme poverty, but to cut by 50% all dimensions of poverty in all the ways that poverty is understood by different nations.
I'm sorry?
Dimensions is just another way of saying types. Different countries think about poverty in many ways, and there are more kinds of poverty than extreme poverty.
So, how else will the UN meet its 2030 goal?
Among other things, it aims to make sure that economic resources, such as land ownership and technological services, can be gotten equally by all men and women. Also, it plans to prepare poor people to survive when economic shocks such as COVID-19 occur.
Nina, thanks so much for helping me to understand the first SDG.
You're quite welcome, Sakura. Dimensions is just another way of saying types. Different countries think about poverty in many ways, and there are more kinds of poverty than extreme poverty.
So, how else will the UN meet its 2030 goal?
Among other things, it aims to make sure that economic resources such as land ownership and technological services can be gotten equally by all men and women. Also, it plans to prepare poor people to survive when economic shocks such as COVID-19 occur.
Nina, thanks so much for helping me to understand the first SDG.
You're quite welcome, Sakura. Dimensions is just another way of saying types. Different countries think about poverty in many ways, and there are more kinds of poverty than extreme poverty.
So, how else will the UN meet its 2030 goal?
Among other things, it aims to make sure that economic resources, such as land ownership and technological services, can be gotten equally by all men and women. Also, it plans to prepare poor people to survive when economic shocks such as COVID-19 occur.
Nina, thanks so much for helping me to understand the first SDG.
You're quite welcome, Sakura.